What to Talk to God About by Sheila Kopp at HavingGod.com. A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsted for Thee. My flesh longed for Thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed, and meditate on Thee in the night watches. Because Thou hast been my help. Therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Psalm 63, verses 3 through 8. We often wonder where God is. Where can we find Him? Where can we see Him? Who is He and where is He? How can we hear Him? So many times we have a hard time talking to God simply because we cannot see Him, hear Him, and touch Him. We have a hard time because we are so used to talking to someone that has a face, eyes that we can look at and see us, ears that can hear us, and a mouth that can speak to us. God, on the other hand, well, where is He? And how do we talk to Him? This is what makes God so amazing and special. He at once can be seen, felt, and heard. He doesn't need to appear to us as a human being because He's a spirit. And because of this, anywhere we are, He is. The Bible tells us, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20, verse 27. Literally, He can enter into our human body and soul and be inside of us all at once, knowing our every thought and desire, everything we are feeling inside. Nothing escapes Him. He can feel what we're feeling in our hearts. He can feel our pain and joy. He can feel every part of our being in a way that no other person that we can see or hear ever can. All we have to do is believe. That's it. Just simply believe and you will receive. Jesus tells us that all things are possible to those that believe. Mark 9, verse 23. Once you believe that He's with you and can be inside of you, if you ask Him to enter into your heart and soul and be your Lord and Savior, He can hear you and feel your thoughts and your emotions. The universe is your limit. You can pour your heart and soul to Him. You don't have to have any reservations with Him, none whatsoever, because He knows everything about you already. From the moment you came into being in your mother's womb, to this very moment in time, He knows you. He made you, remember? There is nothing you need to hide from Him. There is nothing you need to be afraid of. The only hitch would be if you don't know Him enough and you don't know how to talk to Him. This can easily be fixed by introducing yourself to Him and spending more time talking to Him. The more you talk to Him and the more you ask Him to reveal Himself to you, the more you will come to know Him. And the more you know Him, the more you will come to realize that you can talk to Him about anything. Anything. Whatever is in your heart and your soul. Your thoughts, your experiences, your hurts, your pain. Whatever it is you're longing for and dreaming of. Whatever you need in this life. Your problems, your desires, spiritual or material. Your innermost heart's desire that no one else in the world knows. You can talk to Him about it. Literally, you can share anything and everything with Him. Talking to God and pouring our heart and soul to Him is an experience that will change you. Because He is real and true and wants a relationship with each and every one of us. He loves us so much and gave His life for us so we can have Him. The more you talk to Him, the more He will reveal Himself to you. The more you want Him, the more He will give Himself to you. There is no limit to how far you can go with God. Once you make it a habit to share everything and anything that is in your heart and soul with God, you will see Him. Do not hide anything from Him, and He will reveal Himself to you. He will show Himself. He will respond to your thoughts and to your mind. He will respond to your heart and you will feel Him. He will respond to you. He knows if you're looking for Him and want to see Him. He knows what you need. You just need to talk to Him from your heart. Whatever it is that is in your heart, share it with Him, even if it's something you're afraid of. You will be amazed how good He is once you let go of your fears of God, of what He must think of you and of your thoughts and desires. You can hand them all to Him and need not be afraid. I think you will be pleasantly surprised how much God loves you once you make it a habit to talk to Him and share with Him everything without reservations. I've been talking to God since I was 17 years old. And in the process of time, He has shown me I can talk to Him and ask Him for anything. I don't have to be afraid to be myself. He has loved me from the very beginning, even before I was born, and came into being in my mother's womb. He knew me. There is nothing I can hide from Him. He loves me even in the worst moments of my life. Even when I didn't want to be loved, He loved me. Even when I hated my life and everything in this life, He loved me. Little by little, He helped me to see Him and to hear Him and to know Him. The more I talked to Him and sought for Him and waited for Him, the more I came to know Him. Sure, there were times I wondered about His love, whether He really cared or not. And whether He was there or not. But I did not give up talking to Him. I kept at it. In the middle of the night, I talked to Him. Very early in the morning, I talked to Him. I sometimes would take a day just to spend it with Him, reading His Word and writing my thoughts in my journal of what I felt in my heart that He was saying to me. Then, I would sing and talk to Him some more about anything that was in my heart. I learned not to hide anything from Him. The more I was honest with Him, the more I felt His love for me. I would also thank Him for His goodness. I would tell Him how much I needed Him in this life and how I cannot live without Him. In the process of time, His love inside of my heart grew. I came to want Him more and more, and He came to give of Himself to me more and more. He is very real. He is a real person that we can talk to and be there for us anywhere, anytime, and any place. We may not see Him the way we can see each other, but He is every bit as real as you and me. He is God and chooses to appear to us through His Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ, come back from heaven for us today. And He is here with us now on this earth, and whoever wants Him can have Him. As He showed Himself to the disciples after He rose from the dead, Jesus can show up in your place too, if you want Him. All you need to do is talk to Him about everything and anything you have in your heart. And you shall seek Me and find Me when you shall search for Me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, verse 20. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I am so glad You are real. I am so glad that whosoever will come to believe in You will not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank You for Your great love for me, Lord Jesus. I thank You that You are the same yesterday, today, and will be forever. As You were there with the apostles 2,000 years ago, so You are here now to talk to me and to hear me. Father, please help me to believe in You. Help me to talk to You and trust in Your love for me with all of my heart. Help me to spend time with You, Lord Jesus, for You said whoever calls upon Your name will be saved. I need to know You today. I need to see You and touch You. You will be here for me because You love me so much. Help me to love You more and talk to You more so that I can have You more. I pray this in Your most wonderful and lovely name, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Amen.